Here's the Friday short for June 20th of 2025. If you follow me on Blue Sky or Twitter, I defended David Hogg recently, who is now the former vice chair of the National Democratic Party. Hogg was essentially booted out from the party after he publicly announced that his political action committee would seek to oust corporate Democrats sitting in comfy, heavy blue districts, but who simply refused to do nothing to advance the interest of the working class and also the interest of democracy. Now, Hogg initially gained attention as he attended Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida back in 2018 when a student killed 17 at the school while injuring another 17. Hogg, with a handful of others, became the face of the March for Our Lives movement, a movement that many progressives and also the Democratic Party embraced big time. Democrats coveted the enthusiasm of the unending spirit of the March for Our Lives movement, hoping it would lead to younger people to vote for Democrats. Many Democratic Party officials attended that large march that happened in D.C. back in 18, and it led then-Democratic House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi to chastise House Republicans back then of failing to show up for young people, saying, "That's what I heard about the Republicans. They just don't want to be around when the young people come to town." Huh. So you see, when it served their purposes, Democrats clung tight to those brave kids and pushed those kids to never give up and to never stop fighting. Well, until now, I suppose. Right as David Hogg decided to join the Democratic Party and to never give up fighting, those same Democrats told him to get the hell out. Look, those No Kings rallies were a good thing, and they helped draw people together and showed the Trump regime how fervently opposed millions of Americans are with this slide towards fascism. But one of the main reasons we got here, everyone, is because of the failure within the Democratic Party and how it failed to communicate with and represent the working class. A new Reuters Ipsos poll revealed this week that 62% of Democratic voters want new leadership. You don't say. You see, keeping with this old guard of losers who will only do what corporate donors will tell them to do is hurting the American people, and Democrats are sick of it. And as we've seen across the world, neoliberal centrism is losing to right-wing populism. Populism is popular, and the working class, for the most part, hasn't heard a broad progressive populist message in quite some time from Democrats. But someone here in Michigan is seeking to change that trend. A couple of months ago, 32-year-old Detroit Democratic State Representative Donovan McKinney announced that he would run a primary challenge against 70-year-old incumbent Democratic Congressman Sri Thandahar in Michigan's 13th Congressional District. Now, Sri has used his enormous wealth to buy a seat, and as the Detroit News reported last year, he invested money from his campaign and put that directly into cryptocurrency index funds where he made millions. Sri also suddenly changed his mind from opposing the tyrannical right-wing Netanyahu government in Israel to now supporting that same government that's trying to get the United States into another war in the Middle East, this time with Iran. Plus, Sri has benefited from large contributions from Big Pharma and everyone's favorite energy company in Michigan, DTE. Sri Thandahar also voted on a MAGA resolution in the House congratulating all of the hard work that Trump's ICE Gestapo is doing in this country. Seriously? Meanwhile, Donovan McKinney says it's time for a new direction, a direction that focuses on the working class in the Detroit area. He's been critical of Democrats for putting corporate interests over communities and Democrats who can't be clear-eyed about the influence of Republican donors in Democratic politics. I agree 100% there. McKinney also got the endorsement of Vermont United States Senator Bernie Sanders this week, saying that as a former union leader, Donovan McKinney is ready to lead the struggle against Donald Trump, the oligarchy, and the corporate interests who prioritize profits over people. And of course, let's not forget that he got an early endorsement from progressive Democratic Detroit Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib. So rallying is one part of defeating the fascist MAGA movement, because that's what it is, a movement. However, you can't defeat a movement by promising to merely slow it down. You defeat a movement by blocking its force and then pushing back with a strong, decisive, and popular progressive working class agenda. Sri Thandahar is only there for himself. And you know that because you know he is no leader. He's just a leader for himself and the corporate cash that he rakes in while millions are suffering. This is the kind of fight that we need to have here on the left side of the political spectrum if we ever hope to fully defeat fascism. LeftofLansing@gmail.com is the best way to reach me. Follow Left of Lansing on Blue Sky, Twitter, Facebook, and the Gram. Follow and subscribe to the show on YouTube, and subscribe to the show wherever you're listening right now. Take the battle to them and go Tigers!